Testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, 1, 2, 3.
Testing, 1, 2, 3. Okay. I have to say something like, this is my first interview with Mr. Jimmy Johnson. I've never done this before. Okay, I got your name and your address. Can you tell me your place and date of birth?
August 24th, 23.
You still hang out with me?
Yeah.
And place?
Hang out.
Let's see, the size of your family?
There was two boys and three girls.
And one was I didn't know that to my mom. I went to Tiny Tots with Jared Johnson.
Oh, you did?
Like Debbie Bentley's little preschool she had. I went to Tiny Tots there.
He did Jared's at Nashville,
yeah, I think. I know he was in a band.
Yeah, he was here. I don't know what he's doing up there, but he was in a band here.
I heard him.
Most all Paul's kids played music. Most of them.
Okay. So, but are your brothers older than you?
Yeah, Paul's older.
And the ethnic heritage of your mother and father, like their names, and if you know, you know.
You mean my mother's maiden name?
It could be a maiden name, like if you know, like ethnic heritage, like if they're German, if mother's German, or.
I think they're Irish, probably Irish German, I think, from what I've been told.
What's your mother and father's name?
Esther was my mother's name. You want a whole name? Let me see. Marie Esther Kelly before she married. And Ivy Webster Johnson.
Cool. That's Ivy's
Jersey. Yeah, that's what got that. They named her. I'd be after his granddaddy.
I didn't know that. Okay. Well, you might not know this, because this is, if you know any of your past ancestors that immigrated to the United States.
No.
Okay. What kind of education? Did you graduate from high school, or did you go on to college, or?
What's that? I graduated from high school. That's as far as I got. From Barber School.
Hey, how high school?
Mm-hmm. 1961.
Barber School, where is that at?
It was in Tallahassee. I went there in 65.
Training experience. That would be Barber School, wouldn't it?
Yes.
What other jobs have you had besides a barber?
Well, after I got out of high school, first job I had, I went up north and worked with my brother-in-law in the construction business in New York. Then came back and farmed a couple of years before I went to farmer school.
And what was your farm like? Tobacco?
Tobacco? Yeah, just tobacco.
Let's see. And when did you start being a barber?
In March of 66.
This is about religion. What church or religion are you affiliated with?
Baptist.
Okay, what, do you go to church in Ohio?
Well, I don't go, like I should. She's a member of the Northside Baptist in Valdosta.
Oh.
I go sometime.
Okay. do you ever have any other memberships in any other organizations?
No.
Okay. Any special interests, skills, or hobbies? Besides music?
You mean like hobbies or hunting or stuff?
Anything, hunting.
Yeah, I like hunting fish, which I don't have much time, but I enjoy that.
So you hunt deer?
Yeah.
Or anything?
Yeah, anything. Squirrels, whatever.
Okay, let's see. Did you ever have any important events during your life, like civic or personal? I don't know what that means.
You mean with music or?
Well, it could be with music.
Not really. You know, just playing at clubs and things, I guess you'd say.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. This is what I talk the most about music right here. Do you think that your ethnical heritage had anything to do with the kind of music that you play or played? Or was it more when you grew up?
Yeah, probably where I grew up, you know, where country music was more popular and everything. I was most part of the country, and with my parents too. My dad played the fiddle, so I guess that's where I got part of my musical ability, if you will.
Do you play any other instruments or do you?
No, just a guitar.
Okay. Let's see. What do you think, so just when you grew up with religion and nothing, did you ever sing anything in church or?
In my home, yeah. In fact, I sang at Berkeley one time.
Oh, my mom told me in Clyde Stokes.
Yeah. Linda, Paul's wife. And we sang in church one time.
Oh. Well, let's see. What music did you listen to growing up?
Country music.
Any main, you know, famous, popular singers?
You mean, Johnny Cash was back in the mid-50s. Well, Johnny, he was my favorite singer. And then along came people like Merle Haggard, George Strait, people like that. There's a bunch of them now.
Did they influence your style? Like, did you try copying the way?
I did Johnny Cash.
Yeah, Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
Let's see. And how did you get started playing music?
Probably about 55. My brother Paul, he played the guitar a little. He got me singing a little bit. And later on, I learned how to play the guitar from him. And from that, I got in a few little bands down through the years. We played at clubs and different things. And one didn't make a lot of money yet, but it was enjoyable.
How much did you travel? Like within what area?
We didn't go far. Maybe Nashville, Georgia. We played mostly around that Austin.
Would your bands have any names, or were they just...
Really?
I don't know. Let's see. You started playing solo too, didn't you? Have you ever played solo anywhere?
No, not really. I always had a few backup musicians, like a lead guitar player, bass player, steel guitar, stuff like that.
Did you ever have little drums?
Down through the years, a few of the bands, yeah.
Do you ever have like a banjo, fiddle, and any of the bands too? How often, if at all, have you changed your style of playing?
You mean like from country to rock or something like that? Well, we played a few rock songs, what was his name? Chuck Berry, Sandy Good and such stuff as that. Not, no way out stuff, but we did stuff like that.
Let's see. Would you consider the way you play your music, would you consider it multicultural, like a mix of different cultures together?
You mean like pop and rap?
Kind of like that.
Yeah, there's not a lot of difference in some of the songs. Some of the songs that play now is what, for country songs, is what we call rock in the 60s. So I get you could say that.
I like old country.
Yeah.
I like new country.
Yeah, right. I know what you mean.
It's totally different.
It sure is.
Let's see. How did you feel when you were playing? Like your emotions or what?
I mean, she could say I was pretty nervous most of the time, unless I was just sitting around somebody's house, you know, playing. That's part of one reason I didn't pursue the music business, is I wasn't too much of a showman, you know, what I could do.
Yes, sir.
But I enjoyed it, you know. I guess crowds did make me nervous, but, you know, I enjoyed just sitting around people's houses and picking and playing.
Let's see.
But I never had the showmanship about me, I think, to be a professional. And you've got to be a songwriter along with it, you know.
Yes,
that new hopes, which I never could do bad. So I didn't get too far in music.
Okay. So what did you mainly play for? Just a hobby, or you loved it? Or did you play to get away?
Well,
away from things? Or?
Not just because I enjoyed it. I mean, and there was a little money. We used to play at a place called the Warehouse on the Baldwin Road, right before you get to North Alaska Road there. But we played there about 2.5 years. Made a little money there, especially, you know, around the holidays, especially New Year, such stuff as that. I guess one time the whole staff I made was one New Year's down there, made about $300, so I thought that was
really. Was that from people paying to get
in? Yeah, we had a dance there, right. Yeah.
It was called the Warehouse,
was that? Oh, that was back in, let me see, for about, we played there from about 70. Middle of 75 to the latter part of 76. It's that big building on the right before you get to the curb, you know, where the swing is.
Yes, it's like a mechanic, or they got cars out in front of it now.
I believe so, I'm not sure, but it's the biggest building along there. But I don't know whether anything's in there now or not.
I think I know what you're talking about. I know there's a couple of tin buildings right from the end of the road.
It's just the biggest one there.
Cool, I never knew that one.
We had some good times there. That's pretty big.
So did y'all play country? Or?
Yeah, mostly country. You know, little while.
How'd people dance basically?
They square danced, we had a fiddle player most of the time, and they square danced.
Line dancing?
Line dancing wasn't really in back then, not at that time. I don't know how long they've been doing that, but it was mostly square dancing. That made too much difference in line dancing.
So did y'all just sing songs, or was it any kind of call response, like someone sings a phrase and everyone else sings?
You mean like backup or something?
Yes, sir. Or was it just like, just you singing?
Well, we had two or three in the band to sing. I might sing a song, you know, and I'm singing harmony, tenor with me. Songs just like Johnny Cash or Conway Twitty.
What songs from Johnny Cash, or what famous song would y'all using?
Probably Folks from Prison Blues. I Walk the Line. We've done a lot of combos, Selling Dog.
Did you ever do Ring of Fire?
Yeah, I like that song.
Was there any major incident that sparked your interest in music? It was a family thing?
It was kind of a family thing. Yeah, like I said, my father played the fiddle, and several of his brothers were musicians. And
did they play in bands too, or?
Not back in them days. I guess you could say there was a fiddle and a guitar most of the time. They used to have some pro bands, they called them, you know, at people's houses. But that's about all the type of instruments they ever had, was a fiddle and a guitar most of the time.
What's your most memorable experience with music?
Well, I guess probably learning how to play the guitar. You know, being able to figure out songs, where the chords were. You know, as time went along, it wasn't three chord things, you know, with some of these songs they got now. And I guess that would probably be, you know, having the ability to you know, figure out a song, listen to it, and learn how to play, you know, how to play, and everything, yeah.
That's pretty hard. My friend tried to teach me, but I could cut my fingers off the board.
You know, I think music is like everything else. I think it's kind of a God-given thing. I think if you, it's not born new, you ain't gonna never learn. You know, it's a point you if you're playing. Do you still try to play?
No, I need to cut my fingernails. Yeah. I mean, I used to sing at Bethany.
You did?
When I was I think I was 13, 14, and then I quit going to church when I turned 16.
Yeah.
So I don't really try to play the guitar much. I'm getting the chords of someone showing me how to do it, but other than that, I can't pick out a song or nothing.
Well, if you sing, carry a tune, you've got some ability, a musical ability about you, and so I'm sure you can learn to play if you're willing to.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
But that's all the questions that I have right now that I wrote down. But is there any way you could play the guitar?
What you mean, recording? Oh, wait, boy, that'll tear up your tape.
Just more of a Johnny Cash song or something. We didn't have it.
Put the tape
up. Okay. This is my second interview with Mr. Jimmy Johnson. This is just like real. Bits and stuff like, what's your middle name? I know it starts with an F.
Franklin.
Okay. Okay, did your mother or your sisters have any musical ability, or they influenced the music in any kind of way?
Paul, my brother was. And I had a sister too that played the guitar.
What was her name?
Louise.
Oh. Was your mother involved in music in your
family? She sang in church, you know, whatever.
Oh. The spelling of your mother's name, it was like Maria Estelle.
That's right.
How do you spell it? M-A-R-I-A?
Yeah.
And then Estelle.
U-S-T-E-L-L-E.
Okay, I think I put Estella.
It doesn't matter, that's close
to okay. And then
you got a mosquito and you got one over there. Yeah, they're everywhere.
It's a big mosquito.
Is it real? You just
that's a big mosquito.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Thank you. We didn't have any blood in there, so I must not have got nobody yet. Okay, and the dog's name is Kibo?
Kibo, yeah.
How do you spell that? Or how would you spell it if you had to write it down?
K-E-B-O-L-K-E-B-O-L-K-E-B-O. I don't know.
What did you name him after?
Well, we didn't name him. My wife got him out of where she works. There were some boys had a little place of business inside of hers. And they decided they didn't want him, and I know why if we got him, because we could pay up on the other line. But anyhow, they had named the dog. That's where he got his name.
Okay, that Johnny Cash concert that you said you went to in Valdosta, where was that at? Off Phoenix Road? Where was the place called?
It was the Beverly Theater.
Beverly Theater.
And also saw Johnny, I guess I told you, the PE complex, the college program.
I guess. The old.
Yeah, before the left. Yeah, that was in. I forget what year it was, but it was. Been a long time ago.
Okay. So, do you know, like, around the decade it was in?
I might have guessed on the tape before, I'm not sure. It was probably in 69.
Okay.
Because that was right when the stock market was getting started. And they were traveling with Johnny at the time before they really got their star. And, they were with him down there.
Okay, let's see. Do you know the time or the date or whatever when your father played at Hold On's?
Oh, that would probably be in the, late 20s.
Late 20s?
Yeah, early 30s.
Okay. Let's see, I've heard it. They're not even ill, so they kind of, all these questions are out of order. I just wrote them down as I thought.
Oh, that's fine.
Okay, were you playing in clubs throughout barber school? In the years between high school and barber school, or when were you playing in clubs and stuff?
Well, I played one time out at the auditorium at the school. I was still in high school. Uniform played there one time at the auditorium there.
Just played guitars?
Yeah, we played lead guitar and sang one of Johnny Cash's songs.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't play much in barber school. It was after I got out and got started, you know, in business and everything.
And that's when you started kind of traveling around this area and playing in different places?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, do you know about what year you started playing in clubs?
Probably around in, about 73. Yeah. We played out the VF Club in Ballaston.
VF Club?
Veterans Foreign Rules.
Okay.
that was around in 73.
Okay. Let's see. How many different bands do you think you played in?
Probably two. You know, just, you mean that I organized or whatever?
You can talk about organizing the ones that you just played in.
Oh. Might have went to a different club and just got up and sang a song.
Oh, you used to do that too?
Occasionally, yeah.
Kind of like karaoke?
Yeah.
Okay. So you organized a couple of bands?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess you could say that. Mm-hmm.
How about the members of the audience? Like, were they young, old? Like, were they black, white?
No. Well, usually the crowd that came when I played the Real House, you know, I was telling you about.
Yes, sir.
They were middle-aged people. You had young and old. It was kind of a variety, you know. But mostly about the colored people. They don't like country music too. So we went and battled with them.
Okay. That's like one of the questions she wanted me to ask, like the composition of the audience.
Yeah.
So me, white, middle-aged, or not white, young, middle-aged?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, what's your wife's name?
Jackie.
Is it J-A-C-K-I-E?
Yeah, J-A-C-K-I-E.
Okay. I think in the last tape you told me like just that your father played with his brothers at Hold On's.
Well, no, not necessarily with his brothers. He had some friends, you know, played guitar or something like that.
Is there anything else you know about your father's musical life? Any stories or anything?
Well, no, not really. I know they used to do a little drinking, you know, when they would play music. And I know a fellow told me one time that Daddy would always want some water, you know, when he would be playing music. I don't think he drank too much moonshine or something. I'd be thirsty, but anyway, I think that's to be fair. But that's about it.
Okay. Well, do you know any stories or about others in your family, their musical ability or part of their life?
Well, Eddie Paul, you know, he plays most of his music in church, you know, most of the music he ever played.
What, you know what church he goes to?
You know, I don't know now. Jerry, which one he goes to? You know, you had a little church in Hay High that he preached at, Sam.
My uncle, Andy, and my Aunt Katrina used to go to.
Oh, is that right? Yeah. But, you know, I think they're doing a Methodist church in Boston. Now, I'm not sure about that, but I think that's right.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, what was the name of the barber school you went to? Or do you remember?
Well, it was Tallahassee Barber College.
That's what it was called?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know anything about the background of the other musicians that were in the bands or some of their names? I think you gave me some of them.
Yeah.
The Breaking Brothers, were they in the band?
Yeah. But when I played at the Red House, it was kind of a totally different group. I know one brother was in service, his name was Bob Kimball. And you know, I can't even think of some of the other ones. We hired some people that was good, you know, like a steel player, steel guitar player. I don't remember the names, it's been so long. But you know, I just knew in a short time. A lot of times you have to change around a lot when you have bands. They won't stay long with the wives are getting mad about something. They might take it from there, whatever, you know. But,
so, Mark Dogger?
Oh, Mike?
Mike. Did he play in the band?
No, Mike didn't play with us.
You just made him know the fiddles. Okay, I think my teacher knew him.
Oh, is that right?
I think she said she knew one of them. I'm sure it was the Mike.
Mike's good. He's a pretty good fiddler, too. And he makes some nice estimates.
Cool. Okay, she wanted me to ask if you happened, did you have a caller for the square dances, or did people just...
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Do you have to know who that was?
Well, you probably have heard of him, and she might know him too. But he's been there for years and years. It's long enough for Buddy Meeks.
Buddy Meeks?
Uh-huh. He used to call for us some. And a man by the name of Dominique Cooper? Cooper.
Okay.
About who we got at the Red House.
So, Meeks, is that M-E-E-K-S?
Okay. Yeah, he's still at Langwell Ford, I think. I didn't know. I saw his picture in the paper the other day. I thought Buddy might have retired. He's been there for years and years, but he's still there. Yeah, he's been there
all the time. I remember. Who sang background or harmonized with you when you were singing?
Well, one of the Borkins did, Bill did most of the time, but played the lead guitar with me. And that when I was playing at the Red House, that guy was named Bob Kimball. He done a lot of the backup work.
Did he play an instrument or was it just...
Bob, he played bass. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
yeah, Bob was a good musician.
Any more drummers' names that played with Bob?
Yeah. Yeah, Billy Newman. Haven't seen Billy in years. I don't know if that ever happened to him. I think he's still probably in the Valdosta area, but he was a good drummer. He's about the only one we ever had at the Red House, really. Maybe about another one, I think. Like I say, he didn't stay too long.
So, really, did I just split the money that you made between the band members, or? Like the money that you made at the club? Or?
Well, I was in with a guy down at the Red House. Well, we might have made a little bit more than the band members. But not too much. But I've got a story I'll tell you about when we were playing at the VFW, the American Legion, I'm sorry, in Valdosta. We had this guy we'd hired to play the bass. Hello. You dead might remember this incident about it. The killing, but He played with us on Wednesday night, and he was supposed to play with us again on Saturday night. And there was a bad killing, some two teenage boys. They were fishing down in Mud Swamp or somewhere down there, believe me. I stopped getting the name of the place, but anyway, these two teenage boys come down and kill both of them. And he was one of the guys that played baseball.
Okay, no.
And his friend, I guess, whoever was with him.
Just for fun?
Yeah. They done that and got the truck. But that was back in, like I say, in 70, it was probably 75 or 6, but your dad might remember this, and I don't know, but this guy that was playing with us, I think it was playing still at the time, he went by to pick up the guy that Saturday night. And they told him that he'd been killed, you know.
But yeah, it was a terrible
thing. That's right. Yeah. It was a terrible thing, you know, for somebody just to. I mean, it's like all these shootings at the schools, you know. Mm-hmm. It was just something, just they call it fun, I guess. I don't know.
I wasn't thinking about shooting nobody when I was in school.
Yeah, right. That's right. I don't know what you mean.
So, I think that's all the questions that I have. Were you going to play with guitar or anything?
Well, I hadn't cheered it up. Some of the others get on the same one, I mean, is that what you mean?
I mean, it'd be good if you did. Okay.
I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames were high. And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste. A blood is sweet in hearts like ours meet. I felt for you like a child. Oh, but the fire went down. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames were high. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
That was good.
At my door, the leaves are falling. The calling our winds will come. Sweethearts will bow together, and I still miss someone. But I never got over those blue eyes. I see them everywhere. I miss those arms that held me when all the love was gone. I wonder if she's sorry for even what she began. A young cowboy named Billy Joe grew restless on the farm, a boy filled with wonder lust, who really meant no harm. He chose his clothes and shined his boots and combed his dark hair down, and his mother cried as he walked off, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, dear. Don't take your guns to town." Laughter hissed his man and said, "You're Billy Joe's a man. I can shoot as quick and straight as anybody can. But I wouldn't shoot without a cause. I'd gun nobody down." But she cried again as he rode away, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, dear. Don't take your guns to town." He saw the sun, it's on the road, his guns hung at his hips. He went into a cattle town, a smile upon his lips. Stopped and walked into a bar and laid his money down. And he heard again his mother's words, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, dear. Don't take your guns to town." To Billy Jones fell his gun to ground, but the stranger drew his gun and fired before he even saw him. His Billy Joe fell to the floor of his words, without the kill of his mother's word. "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, dear. Don't take your guns to town."
Cool.